Our thanks to Lydia and Janer, whom you might remember from yesterday's program. They were helping us kick off today's show. We're going to hear more from them in just a few minutes. I'm Carl Azus. Let's get to today's headlines. First up, we're checking in on two countries in turmoil that are both located in the same part of the world. Earlier this year, parts of the Middle East and Northern Africa experienced something that was called an Arab Spring. Basically, protesters in a bunch of countries revolted against their governments. In some cases, it led to longtime leaders being kicked out of power. In most nations, it led to violence. That's what we're seeing in Syria, the first country we're talking about today. The violence there has gone on for months. There are reports that Syrian military forces have been shooting at civilians who are speaking out against the Syrian government. Syrian officials deny that. They say they're targeting armed groups and terrorists. And CNN can't confirm the claims from either side because Syria won't let outside journalists into the country. What we do know is that this isn't just affecting Syrians. The United Nations usually has more than 160 workers in Syria, but it's pulling dozens of them out because of the violence. Other countries who also have officials in Syria have told them to leave as well. The North African nation of Libya was also part of that Arab Spring. The conflict there developed into a civil war. Rebels, like the ones you see in this video that was posted on YouTube, are fighting against the forces of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. The rebels say they're making progress in their efforts to get closer to the capital city of Tripoli. But Gaddafi has been urging his supporters to fight back. The rebels and Libyan military aren't the only ones involved here. Other countries, including the U.S., as well as Great Britain and France, are part of a NATO mission that's been flying airstrikes against Gaddafi's forces. Over the past week, NATO planes have damaged or destroyed around 150 military targets. Next up, we're heading down to southern Africa, to the nation of Malawi, home to around 16 million people. Spring may be long gone, but some people in Malawi are trying to piggyback off what's happened in the Arab Spring. These people are protesting against their government. It hasn't developed in anything like what we're seeing in Syria or Libya, but the situation is getting dire. Nkiplima Buse looks at what's behind all of this.
Inspired by the Arab Spring, Malawians took to the streets last month calling for President Bingu wa Mutharika to resign. The country's Human Rights Commission says police used live ammunition against unarmed civilians, killing 19 people.
This is but one of the many reasons behind the angry demonstrations. Just about everything in Malawi is in short supply. People here blame the president for mismanaging the economy. They've demanded he explains why he's seemingly so wealthy, while all they know is hardship.
People are starving. You can see there's no medicine in the hospitals.
You go to the shops, people are not buying goods because it's very difficult to find money. And the future looks very bleak.
President Wa Mutharika has threatened to, quote, smoke out those who protest again, but organizers are determined to return to the streets. Malawians are not the only ones demanding good governance. In June, the IMF suspended its financial assistance to Malawi, citing economic mismanagement. Britain, the European Union, and the United States have also cut aid. Malawi, which was hit by a devastating famine in 2005, is one of the poorest countries in the world. Without the help of foreign donors, many here fear the worst. Wa Mutharika has asked the nation for more time to address their needs, but many here have told us their patience has run out. Nkepile Mabuse, CNN, Malawi.